Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Brandon Lindell, Senior Associate Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Well, tonight we're going to continue and conclude our series on hearing the voice of God. And really, over the whole series, I hope that you have allowed God to work in your heart in a way to say, God, I want to hear your voice. God, I want you to speak to me, because the truth of Scripture is that God does speak. You know, the main way, it was like the first topic that we hit is God speaks through his word. And when God wants to speak to us, we need to be in his word. And then God speaks through, and we've walked through several different ways out of his word that God speaks to us. God speaks through us through people. God speaks through us through prompting. We heard a testimony about that tonight. God speaks to us through open doors. And tonight we're going to be talking about how God speaks to us through dreams. All right, so it's going to be really fun. But I hope that you walk away tonight, and as you've walked through the series, saying, God, I want to be leaning into what you're saying. That God does speak, but the question is, are we listening? God does want to talk to you in your situation. God cares about you hearing his voice, about directing your life. And so our job is to be open to God, what are you saying? And to be open to saying, God, what does your word say about how you speak to us? Because it's very important when it comes to hearing his voice. And so tonight we're talking about dreams. Now, how many of you remember your dream from last night? You remember you had dreams, except few hands. Okay, if you don't remember your dream, that's okay. You're in like a safe group of people. 95% of us don't even remember what we dreamed last night. That's very normal. Unless you wake up in the middle of your dream, you probably don't remember what you dreamed. Now, interestingly enough, when you dream, you are actually in a period of your sleep called REM, R-E-M, rapid eye movement. Some of you know that, you're nodding your head. Some of you are like, I don't even know what you're talking about. But rapid eye movement, here's your eyes are moving really fast when you're dreaming, but you don't know it. And you're actually paralyzed, which is really creepy, isn't it? That you're literally physically paralyzed when you are dreaming. So if somebody like was studying this, somebody like, if you pricked yourself with a pin, which you'd be paralyzed, so you couldn't do that. So somebody else would have to do that. And if they did that, that would be creepy. But if that happened, you wouldn't jump at all. You would be totally paralyzed. I just think that is the weirdest thing. That dreams are just weird in general, aren't they? So tonight we're talking about dreams, but it's crazy that God speaks to us through dreams. It's not like, this isn't like some isolated event in the Bible where it's like, yeah, one time in Ezekiel chapter 35, you know, God spoke to somebody through dreams. But all throughout the Bible, God's speaking to people through dreams, and God does speak to us today through dreams. God uses dreams to speak to us. And so it's interesting as you look in Scripture, and we're not going to do an exhaustive look at dreams through the Bible, because honestly, there are so many places that we could talk about. But we're just going to briefly look at a few things that how God speaks to us through dreams and how that works. And the Bible often uses words like dreams and visions. It almost uses them interchangeably as though God speaks to us. They're very the same. It's almost like the same way of God speaking to us. You know, you know the verse in the prophet Joel, he talks about in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit. Your young men will see visions, your old men with dream dreams. I'm mixing those up in my mind. But God speaks to us through visions and dreams, and there's a way that he speaks to us. And so we're going to look at a few passages and just kind of break down how God speaks to us through that. But I hope as you're listening to this, and thinking about it, that you'd be thinking, first of all, maybe you've had a dream where God's spoken to you, and you're like, man, this could be God confirming to you, hey, that was me. And hopefully as you're listening to the word of God, it opens your mind to how God uses that. Or maybe tonight, as you go to bed, God's gonna speak to you through a dream, because this is honestly a way that God uses often through Scripture. And so open up your heart to what God would speak to you. And we're gonna talk about how God speaks to us through dreams. Number one, God uses dreams to open us up to new possibilities, to open us up to new possibilities. Now, it's interesting that people who have invented cool things, like the guy who created Google, had the idea for Google when he was dreaming. His name is Larry Page, I believe. Larry Page. The DNA double helix, the person who came up with that, they had that idea when dreaming. They solved the problem when dreaming. The guy who came up, which I know this is gonna just blow your mind, benzyne molecule. The structure for the benzyne molecule came when dreaming. Isn't that cool though? Like somebody's like, man, I can't solve this problem. I better take a nap. And then they had a dream and they were able to solve the benzyne molecule, which I know we're all like, oh yeah, that's crazy. Benzyne, yeah. Yeah, I know what that looks like. Sewing machine, dream. Hello. That's pretty cool. So, all that to say, that's why you hear the phrase like sleep on it. Maybe you have an idea. And I was, as you're thinking about that, literally I was on the front row thinking about this, thinking about these guys coming up with this stuff. And I was thinking, well, it makes sense. You know, you dream like that you'd be opened up to new possibilities in a dream. Because aren't dreams the weirdest thing that, you're like one moment, you're like, you're flying and then you land in a bowl of soup and then you see your best friend in the bowl of soup and it all makes sense, you know? You're like, and you have this conversation and then the bowl of soup turns into a couch and then you're like, then you wake up and you're like, that was weird. I need to call that person, all right? So maybe I haven't called them in a long time, but new possibilities. So we're gonna look at Acts chapter 16. This sermon's gonna be a lot of fun, by the way, so just get ready, we're just gearing up. Acts chapter 16, verse 9, and we see the Apostle Paul, he's on his missionary journey, and he's just going for it, and he's reaching people, and it says right before what we read that they wanted to go into a certain place, and the Spirit of God kept them from going in there, and then all of a sudden, this happens in Acts. It says, that night, Paul had a dream. A Macedonian stood on a far shore and called across the sea, come over to Macedonia and help us. The dream gave Paul his map. It gave him his plan. And we went to work at once, getting things ready to cross over to Macedonia. And so Paul, it's almost though he wouldn't be thinking of this possibility. Maybe he wouldn't be thinking that there would be an open door in Macedonia, or maybe he'd been to Macedonia and he thought, man, those are some crazy people over there. I bet they'd never want to be reached, or he just wasn't even going that direction. And all of a sudden, this new possibility opens up through a dream. And it is cool, you know, you think about those people that invented something or you know, you do think about the craziness of dreams and the idea that as we're going through life and maybe we have a plan or maybe we just think some door would be shut that God wants to open. And we may not be open to it in a conversation. If somebody came and talked to us about it, we'd be like, no, I know how all that works and this and that. And there's reasons why it would never go that way. And I would never do that because you're wrong. And that's just that. You know, have you ever been so set on something and there's like something was just not possible to you? God can speak to you in those moments. Sometimes God uses dreams to open you up to those new possibilities. Maybe it's somebody God wants you to reach for him. Maybe honestly, socially, you'd be like, ah, man, I could never talk to them. Like there's a social gap there, or maybe because like they're like in a whole, they have their whole clique of people and I don't really hang out with that group or whatever. But God could use a dream to open you up to that possibility. Or maybe that can be a geographical possibility like we see with Paul here. But God uses dreams to open us up to new possibilities. Now, I'm gonna tell a story, all right? So it might kind of seem a little weird, okay? And I know I just got everybody in the room's attention right now. It's like, ooh, a weird story, tell us. But it does, this never happens to me, okay? This never happens. Josh knows the story. I'm gonna tell Josh, does this ever happen to me? Never, never happens. So I'm gonna tell you a story about a dream I had. And literally, I don't come into the office every day and be like, I had another dream, all right? And everybody gathers around and I tell them my dream and I say, now go, children. No, it doesn't work that way. So, it doesn't work that way at home either. So I honestly don't remember my dreams very often, but anyway, so are you guys ready for the story? I just feel like you're just waiting for it. It's good. So we were going through this situation where we needed to hire somebody and interviewed a bunch of people for a certain position and then landed on somebody for the position that the team felt was the right person for the job. And so we ended up, this was actually about 2 years ago, we ended up offering the job. And just for a set of circumstances, it just didn't work out and the way it all shook down. And so they ended up saying, hey, thanks, but I just don't think it's going to work out. And so they ended up, you know, not taking the job. And, you know, you're like, okay, cool, we'll just move on. We ended up hiring somebody else. They were great for the position. And I do remember being kind of bummed about it, being like, man, I thought that person would have been great for that job. And then you move on. So fast forward 2 years later. Let me, one more side note. This person's name was, I'm not going to give you their name, but their name was not, it wasn't like Joe, all right? So, or Ben. It was like a little bit different, you know, just a little bit. It's a cool name, but a little bit different. So, anyway, fast forward 2 years later, we're trying to hire somebody for a different position. And so we're going through the hiring process and, you know, interviewing candidates and different things and not really finding the person. You know, I don't think we'd been that long into it, but we hadn't landed on anybody that we were like, oh, this person or that person. Anyway, I had a dream and I heard that kind of different name, you know, that I was like very clearly their name was stuck in my mind. And I came in the office. And Josh was there. I was asking if he remembered this, but he was there. And I was like, you know, I think we need to look up this person's name. I just think we need to look it up. I wondered if we still had their file, because I mean, I couldn't even remember how long ago it was. And so I was like, can we look them up? Can we see, you know, if they're still in there? And turns out they were. We gave them a call. They said, it's the craziest thing, but I just can't get it off my mind that I'm supposed to work there. And then we ended up interviewing for that job and they now work at the church, which was just so cool how God worked it all out. They felt like the Lord was touching them to come and work. But that possibility, you know, it's just like, we needed a new possibility. I would not ever think to like pull their file, like, you know, I don't think their name would even cross my mind, but a dream, God can use stuff like that to just pull that random information, you know? Like, you know, dreams are like, sometimes you see somebody from 2 years ago and you're like in a dream and all of a sudden, God can use that to remind you of that person or maybe he wants you to pray for them, you know? Across the whole series, and I want to hammer this on every point, God speaks to people. And if you're just walking through life like God doesn't speak to you or would never speak to you, that's unbiblical. And so you need to say, God, if you're speaking, I want to listen, because who knows what God's already telling you, because he's just talking, you know, and he's wanting you to listen. But if your heart's not open and you don't have a faith for that, then you're just kind of, God could be, you know, so God could drop something in your heart and you're like, oh, maybe God, maybe not, but you don't do anything about it. I just want to encourage you to listen. And to say, God, if you're speaking to me, I want to be open to that. And God speaks to us new possibilities in dreams. So number two, God uses dreams to redirect us. Now, we're going to look at a story just briefly in Matthew. And it's the story of the birth of Christ. And this is a pretty powerful redirection. Joseph, just to set it up, you know, Mary's been told that she's going to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Her and Joseph are engaged. In that time, the fact that your fiance, which is basically almost like what we would think as being married when you're betrothed in that time, to think that they would be pregnant would just be, there would be a lot of cultural, social, moral strings attached to that. And I mean, honestly, if your fiance said, I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit, your first inclination is not to believe that, you know? So you're like, yeah, I don't think so. And that's where Joseph was. Honestly, Joseph was a godly person, but Mary tells him this, and he's like, I don't think that's the right call to keep going in this relationship. So he's just thinking about it, but has a direction set in his mind. And so that's where we pick up the story we put on the screen. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man, being a godly person, and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. So he set in his mind, I'm going to go this direction. And that honestly would be a logical decision, would be, you know, by everybody looking at it, be like, no, that's the right decision, man. That's what you should do. But as he considered these things, so he's thinking about it, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. Now, that's a pretty important redirection, all right? That's like, what is happening is from God. It's gonna change everything for the entire planet. You're gonna be a part of it. I want you to be a part of it. So this is all happening in a dream. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took his wife. So we see this powerful redirection. And God can use a dream to speak to us, to redirect us if we're set in our way. And I want to encourage you, maybe that's happened to you, and you're like, man, I thought this was a crazy dream, but it can be like a decision in business. It could be a relationship that God's speaking to you, and God's saying, do not go forward in that relationship. Maybe that person doesn't have a solid walk with the Lord, or maybe there's things attached to that, or maybe it looks all good on the outside, as like what Joseph's going through. You're like, man, this seems like the right decision. God can speak to you through a dream to open you up to new things and to redirect you to what he wants to do. Proverbs 14:12 says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Meaning this, that we don't know everything. We don't know all that God is doing. We don't know how the decisions we're making are play out. I mean, imagine the destructiveness of Joseph doing that. How destructive that would be. We don't know. He doesn't see the whole picture. And so God redirects him, and having our hearts open to what God's doing is very important. Number three, God uses dreams to warn us. Same story. Jesus is born. The wise men come. It's a classic story. The good thing is you all know it. But the wise men come, and they meet with Herod. They find out where Jesus is at. And then Herod, they don't know that Herod wants to kill Jesus, is trying to find who the Messiah is to kill him. And Joseph doesn't know that either. And so we see God warning in a dream, and we're going to look at it in chapter 2, verse 12. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, that's the wise men, they departed to their own country by another way. And when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Remain there till I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night, and they departed to Egypt. And so we see very clearly that now God has not only redirected Joseph through a dream, but now he's warning him through a dream to say, hey, you need to go a different direction. You need to do something about this. He's warning them. And God can use dreams to warn us from things. You know, we talked about that redirection and saying, hey, maybe that person that you're dating or whatever is not a good thing for you. God can use that to warn you, to give you a sense of like, man, there's danger coming here. You need to be careful of that. And just like anything else, when God's speaking to us, and I just think pausing here would be important, that, you know, you might be like, oh man, I had a really bad dream about that person last night. You know, that like, I don't know, maybe that's God speaking to me. I think you want to confirm that with godly counsel. I think you want to pray about that. And maybe God is speaking to you. That doesn't mean dreams are infallible, okay? And I think most of the time we're clear on that, but if you are walking through a situation that is complicated, and maybe you had a dream about that, I just really want to encourage you to get some godly counsel on that and then listen to them. But God can use dreams to warn you, to give you that sense. You know, you ever wake up and you just feel heavy from a dream that you had and you're like, man, I think that was the Lord. I want to be careful to listen to that. And God may be just saying, hey, you need to pray before you proceed. Or he may be saying, you need to stop altogether. And God uses dreams to warn us in that. So number four, God uses dreams to give us insight into the future. And in Genesis 37, there's a story of Joseph, And if you know the story of Joseph, he's like a little brother, and he has a dream where all his older brothers and his mom and dad are going to bow down to him. And God gives him that dream of the future, saying, you know, he sees all his brothers and his mom and dad bowing down to them. And there's representation of the sun and the moon and stars. And there's another dream. It's classic dream stuff. You know, it's like, I saw a bundle of wheat, you know, and they were all bowing down, you know. So I would encourage you to look at the story in Genesis 37. But God gives him this dream to tell him about the future. Daniel has dreams to tell him about the future. And God can do that for multiple reasons. To warn us. In Joseph's case, that was to help give him insight into the future, and also to build his faith that when God brought things to pass, that, oh wow, that was God. God made this happen. Joseph becomes the second in command of the most powerful country in the world. And when that happens, his brothers come back to him. And Joseph, you almost see him put it all together. It's an awesome story, so you should read it. But you see him put it all together, and he's like, you know, there's some things along the way that were bad, but you meant that for evil, he says to his brothers, but God worked it out for the good. So Joseph's able to track back to be like, I remember when God put that dream in my heart, and now I see it happen, and it builds his faith and helps him recognize the sovereignty of God. So God can give us insight into the future to build our faith, to recognize his sovereignty, to speak to us through that. And then number five, and we're gonna close. God uses dreams to encourage us. And honestly, a lot of times when God speaks to us, he speaks to us to encourage us. And that's really important for you to hear tonight, because you know what the enemy wants to do is he wants to create distance between you and God. He wants to make you think that God talks to people, but he sure doesn't talk to you. He wants to make you think that God has things to say to you, but man, they're probably a lot of condemning stuff. And God speaks. When he speaks, oftentimes he wants to encourage us, to put courage inside of you, to say that he loves you, to say that he sees what you're walking through, to say that he's gonna stick by your side, to say that he cares about what you're going through and that he has a purpose in it. And you may not be able to see all of it happening, but God sure does love you. Man, if you can get that tonight, then you have walked away with what I believe is the heart of God when it comes to speaking to us. It's not the only thing he speaks to us. Sometimes he rebukes us and challenges us, but he wants us to be more like Christ, and he's made a way for that to be possible. And so when he's rebuking us and challenging us, it's to push us closer to him because he wants to speak to us because he loves us. And you're like, maybe like, okay, you're giving me a lot of scripture tonight. What's your scripture for that? And you know, and I pray that this sinks deep into your heart. And it's from Acts chapter 18. The Lord comes to Paul in a dream, and we're gonna read it in verse 8. It says, in the course of listening to Paul, many in Corinthians believed and were baptized. And I'll pause right there, okay. I'll tell you this, that when God's working in your life, when God's using you, or when you see God working in powerful ways, or, you know, we prayed for DFL, you see God working in the church, you can sometimes think, yeah, God's doing that, but does God care about what's happening in my life? Or does God see me? And God does care, and he does see you. You know, sometimes you just see God doing all of these things, and God wants you to know that you're not separate from that, that God's working in the church, and he wants to work in your life. God loves those people that he saved at DFL, and he loves you. God wants to speak to people here tonight, and God's speaking to people. You know, we had, the Lord was, you know, speaking to us in the service, and we, you know, talk about that person with the issue in their eye or those things, because God loves people and he wants to speak to you, okay? So, because I think that's really interesting that it's like, you know, God's moving powerfully in Corinth, and then all of a sudden, what happens? One night, the master, that's Jesus, spoke to Paul in a dream. Keep it up. Don't let anyone intimidate you or silence you. No matter what happens, I'm with you. No one is gonna be able to hurt you. You have no idea how many people I have on my side in this city. Isn't that cool? You know, nothing's happened. No, you know, it doesn't say, and Paul was threatened by 90 people. Now, Paul has walked through a lot, and there's a lot of reasons he could be like, oh man, I just dread things going well, because I know what that means. Like, when things go well, then the bad guys come. You know, that's how Paul's life worked, because cities would be turned upside down, and then all of a sudden people would be like, they wouldn't like that, because they, you know, it was affecting power structures and different things. And Paul could think, you know, how sad is it? And isn't that just how the enemy works? Huge altar call in Corinth, the city's being turned upside down, and the thought that's going through the Apostle Paul's mind is, oh man, God's saving people again, you know? And I'm not saying like you couldn't take that to the bank in scripture, but you can kind of pull it out of that passage that God's working in a big way. And Paul could be thinking, God, could maybe this time, could you just do something small? You know, like, could I have a moment? Could we like incrementally like save the city? You know, like he probably saw like the mayor come down. And he's like, oh shoot, I'm going to get it tomorrow. You know, like, but then, you know, that dread for the future. That one, and the enemy uses that in every single one of our lives to go, you know what? What you're trying to build in your family, it's not gonna work, and obviously it's not happening because you see this, and that, or you see this future thing coming up, yeah, that's gonna go really bad for you because of this, and that, or you see that blessing, you know what? Just attach more pressure to yourself, because that's why you're being blessed. Is, you know, people are gonna have higher expectations on you because of this, and that's just how the enemy works. But we have a God who scripture says he came to Paul in a dream, but he speaks to us in those moments to encourage us. He speaks to us to encourage us. Oh, can we put it back up on the screen? And in fact, we're going to stand right now. Let's stand, because we're going to respond to the word of the Lord. And we're going to hop up here. But I just want you to take this on. I want you to take this on, and I want you over the whole series on hearing the voice of God and God speaking to us through dreams or speaking us through promptings or speaking to us through his word. God wants to speak to you. But I pray that this opens up your heart to his working in your life. And maybe he even speak to you right now. And I pray that this, let the word get in your heart. Keep it up. Don't let the enemy intimidate you. Don't be intimidated on the things you're doing for God and the way you're being bold at work. Don't be intimidated. Or silence you. No matter what happens, I'm with you. No one's going to be able to hurt you. You don't have any idea how many people I have on my side, the power I have for your life, what I want to do in your life. I love you. I want to encourage you. Do you know you can keep going because I'm with you? God loves you. He wants to speak to you, and he loves you. He wants to encourage you tonight. That's why he brought you to the prayer meeting, so you could pray, yes, but so he could encourage you, because he's a God who loves to encourage people. Isn't that a good word tonight? Can we give God some praise in this place tonight? Because he's worthy of our praise. Amen.